Sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you. Oh, there's something about an egg. It fits so nicely in one's hand. It seems to make no difference if you are young or some of us are aging. It just fits just right. And one can play with it, and one might begin to think, wouldn't this be something great to throw at something or someone? A confession from my days, ripe old age of 8, 9, possibly 10. My good friend Dick and I celebrated our birthdays together. One day separated us. We had our first grade together in country school. And then his family bought a farm some 25, 30 miles from our farm. So in the years ahead, I would spend 4 or 5 days with Dick and his family, and then maybe 6 weeks or so later in the summer, Dick would come and spend some days with us. One afternoon late, we were bored. Now what are we going to do? And Dick started talking about his loyalty, the whole family's loyalty to the New York Yankees. I'd heard of the name, but that's all I knew. And he was talking about pitchers and the famous catcher, Yogi Berra. And he asked, do you have a baseball? No, I got a couple small rubber balls. And I came up with a brilliant idea. Let's go to the chicken coop. And let's be pitchers and we'll pitch some eggs. At first, we imagined that Yogi Berra was down there at the end of the chicken coop. The wall was nice and clear. Roosts were back of us. The nests were to our left. And so we each grabbed an egg and made our toss to Yogi. Yeah, that was kind of fun. And grab another egg. But then there's that whole wall at the end of the chicken coop. Wouldn't that be neat to start throwing eggs way up near the peak? And we did. And it was hilarious watching that goop slither down the wall of the chicken coop. I'm not sure, but my guess is that we must have pitched 4, maybe 5 dozen eggs that late afternoon. We even took some eggs out from under chickens still sitting on the nest. It was fabulous. So now it's time to head to the house, and we each had big glasses of lemonade. And then my dear mom said, Well, it's a little bit early, but I'll think I'll head out to the chicken coop and gather up the eggs, and then I can start supper. We gulped the last of our lemonade and slithered out of the house, and we ran back into the grove. And then, just to see when Mom was coming to the chicken coop, we hid behind this great big pile of wood, the wood pile. We stayed out in the back and in the grove until we heard the call for supper. It was quiet at the supper table. We sensed that Mom and Dad had had a talk. Finally, Mom brings up the subject. And she says, "Boys, I think for your punishment, tomorrow morning, I want you to get out into the chicken coop and scrub the west wall. I'll get a stepladder for you." And my dad, the philosopher in the group, says, Maybe there's another way. Let's leave the smear on the wall in the chicken coop. Let's leave it. And Ronnie, in the years to come, you'll always have that memory of the fun that you and Dick had. So in my college days, coming back home to the farm, I just had to go out and have another look. Oh. In the text before us today from Genesis, the couple wants to be like God, know everything, and they disobey. And in the evening, they're hiding in the garden. There's that word hide again. And God comes and asks, "Where have you been? What have you been up to?" And then Adam says, "It's the woman, dear God, that you gave to me that talked me into it. Not my fault. She is the guilty one. And if you wouldn't have given her to me, I wouldn't be in this mess." The start of the blame game, isn't it? Now, why would Eve take such an insult? Why should she take the rap? And so she says to God, "The serpent talked me into it. Not my fault. Don't blame me." The blame game. Oh, we know all about that, don't we? It's not my fault. I didn't do it. He did it. She did it. They are responsible, not me. A favorite series on TV going back into the 70s was All in the Family. NBC wouldn't even tackle that short series to see how it would go. But CBS was brave. And they said, it's okay. And All in the Family tackled family issues, relationships of all kinds, homosexuality, racism, you name it. Some pretty hot buttons to touch way back in the 70s. And in that, Edith, wife to Archie, Edith says, Archie, how come over all these years I've never heard you say to me once, I am sorry? And the bigot, arrogant Archie says, well, Edith, I would be glad to say to you, I'm sorry if I ever do anything wrong. A picture of us, isn't it? The couple in the garden, hiding, blaming, and of all the arrogant things, Adam is going to blame God for the mess. It's a picture of us, isn't it? And we don't want that bony finger of judgment, do we? It's always somebody else's fault. I was just a bystander. Don't look at me. There's another story about an egg, and it's Humpty Dumpty. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, and he comes crashing down, and what happens? The king's men, horses, the whole works can't put Humpty Dumpty together again. And so with us, no matter how we try to patch up our lives and fix it and make us kind of respectable before God, it doesn't work. And so comes God's answer to you and to me. It's that old rugged cross. And on that first Good Friday, Jesus nailed to the cross, and there our blaming, our judgments, our condemning of others, our brokenness, our sin, our disobedience, all of that is tacked, nailed to Jesus' cross, and Jesus dies. And so does the power of all of our sin and brokenness. It's dead. The power of that is dead. And Jesus' body is shoved into a tomb. And then on Easter morning, the announcement, He is risen, He is risen indeed. And that victory by Jesus over death, the power of death, that is handed over to us as another inheritance. We are forgiven. And Jesus says to us, I've chosen you. You are mine. I love you. I claim you. salvation is yours, and even a final victory over death. Abundant life, everlasting life. It has many beautiful names. Heaven. And it is ours because of what God and Jesus has done for each of us. Nothing we can claim, but Jesus has done that for us. Washed in the waters of baptism, we are claimed and loved. Fed again today with the body and blood of Jesus, nourished, fed, given food for the new day and hope. That's grace. It is ours. Thanks be to God. Amen.